So under unfinished business, you know, if you folks scroll down, there's, we've got, I believe it's five motions, A, B, C, D, E. Yep, five motions. And then there's a sixth motion that I do believe is a motion that we, agreed at a previous meeting. It must have been a meeting in sometime in the month of July to postpone to September. Maybe it was late June. I'm not entirely sure, but, that Susan Young first brought up. So anyway, it keeps hanging along at the end of the agenda just so that we don't lose track of it. But there are five motions. And if we were capable of doing them in roughly, you know, 10 or 12 minutes each, then we would be able to adjourn at time certain of, 10:30. Although, you know, we'll see how this goes, right? So let's give each of the motions 12 minutes, and then that's the hour. I'm sorry, Lawrence, go ahead.
I'd like to move to postpone to the next scheduled meeting the motion on composition, KPFT composition.
Okay.
Second.
And Vanessa seconded that. Okay. Is there any discussion of the motion to postpone that to the next meeting?
I need to know who seconded that.
Oh, it was Vanessa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not hearing any discussion. Are there any objections to postponing that motion to the next meeting? I'm hearing no objections either. So that one's done. Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. That puts us down to motion B. There was a whole bunch of bylaw stuff that was pasted with that motion.
Hang on.
Madam President.
Was that item 6A that is now being postponed?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Tatum, you have.
I was just going to say that the motion that you just postponed should have a name. 6A may be sufficient, but a name would even be better.
Okay. It's the motion to resolve the KPFT LSB composition disputes.
Yeah, that should go in the minutes. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for that reminder, Mr. Tatum.
May I ask a question?
You can, but I just heard no objections to postponing that to next week. So if it's really a question about the substance, we already postponed it to the next meeting.
Okay. May I ask a question about, like, what organization is this coming out of? Who is sponsoring this motion?
Teresa, I appreciate the question, but really honestly, since we decided to postpone the motion, I think, you know, now's not the time to sort of go into detail. I understand you're curious. So.
But point of information?
Go ahead, Susan.
Yes. Did we postpone to the next regularly scheduled PNB meeting?
Well, that's a good question. Or did we postpone to the next meeting?
My request, Susan, was to postpone to the next meeting.
The next regularly scheduled. I don't oppose that, but I do oppose the next meeting.
It's too late. Point of order, Chair. The motion passed without objection.
So, yes. And so one of the things I can do is it is going to be true that there are reasons why we have another meeting, in 1 week. Chiefly related to the audit, right? And the 990 tax form. And, you know, and we have deadlines for those things. So we're going to meet those deadlines. And so what we'll do with the agenda for, next meeting is prioritize those things first. And if there's time to get to this motion, we'll get to this motion then.
Oh, Chair, I have to respectfully object. To that iteration, because the whole reason why I moved to postpone was for the sake of time and in order for us to move into executive session. And I thought it would only be fair that this be taken up primarily in open session, at the very beginning of the meeting, and we could dispense of it.
Understood. There will be stuff about the audit that, I'm sorry, is just more important and more time sensitive. And I appreciate that folks from a particular unit maybe don't see it quite like that. Why does my camera keep turning off? But, you know, I can appreciate that people at some units might think, you know, why is that? But at any rate, you know, for the good of the whole, clearly the audit, you know, is our highest priority for the next meeting. So, anyway.
Can I appeal to you?
We already passed the motion, though. And what we're arguing about now is what the next meeting's agenda will look like. And so it's a premature discussion.
Well, you're right. Thank you, Joe.
Point of order.
What is the point of order?
My point is, you know, there is not a schedule of a meeting next Thursday. And having just heard about this, when it was proposed that this be discussed at the next meeting, I assumed, as I believe Susan Young did, and probably many other people who had no objection, to moving this to the next regularly scheduled meeting. And I don't think that's an unreasonable assumption.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. Mr. Tatum.
One thing that might help clear this up is that this is an open meeting. So let's use the word open. So now it can be postponed to the next open meeting.
That's correct. And then the other point I wanted to make was that effectively, Julia discussed in her CFO report the fact that, you know, we would wind up getting, you know, she laid out the timeline for the audit, which is that they expect to get, you know, the drafts tomorrow. And that means the audit committee will have it. They will have their meeting on Monday night. You know, I'm trying to find some wood to knock on, right? That this all goes as planned, that the audit committee will meet, on Monday, which I believe is the 8th. And then, we would hold another PNB meeting to approve the audit 990, you know, on, I guess it would be the 11th, which would be the next Thursday. So, and that's not anybody on the PNB's fault. You know, it's just that it wasn't available for us. And it's why we had the audit committee as a 20-minute item this evening. We were hoping that we would have everything and we would be able to dispense with the audit and the 990 this evening, but obviously we can't. And so we're going to have another meeting to do that. And it's obviously a meeting we can't delay. And so I apologize if that wasn't clear to anybody. So let's do it this way. Art, let me retake the vote on, Lawrence's motion to postpone this to the next meeting now that it's clear that we're talking about August 11th, which is a week from tonight. Are there any objections to the
motion? Object.
Point of information.
Okay, go ahead. I heard the objections, but go ahead, Darlene, with the point of information.
I have a
point of information. Meeting on the 11th, a closed meeting or an open meeting?
It would be largely an open meeting for purposes of the audit.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. So, I mean, that's not to say that there might not be, you know, some other exigent circumstance that would cause us to want to also have a closed session on the 11th, but the audit would be an open session.
A request for information, Chair?
Yes, Lawrence.
So there's nothing posted on the Pacifica calendar right now.
I am aware of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it will be open. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Madam Chair, one other point.
Yes.
At this open meeting,
yes,
this item would automatically fall under unfinished business.
That is correct. Thank you. Okay. All right. So now we're moving on to item 6B on the agenda.
No, Madam Chair.
We have a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. I recall asking for objections. But you are correct. There were some objections. So,
request information. What are we voting on?
Yeah. So what we're voting on right now is the, motion to postpone this to the August 11th meeting. And so if this motion passes, then it is voted to the August 11th meeting. If this motion fails, then it is still on the agenda for this evening. So, Marion, could you take a roll call vote?
Yeah, let me see.
On this motion to postpone item 6A, the motion to resolve the KPFT-LSB composition disputes to the August 11th meeting.
Got it. Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Votes no. Jim Dingaman.
Pass.
Passes.
Hey, Vanessa.
I didn't hear my name. I was waiting for it. I'm sorry. Yes, postpone.
Yes. Votes yes to postpone.
No, no. I said I hope everything's okay because it was a heck of a lot of noise coming from you. And it sounded like
it's rain. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm here.
Okay. Heather Gray.
Yes to postpone.
Yes. Okay. Evelia Jones.
Abstain.
Abstains. Ali Lexa.
No.
Votes no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Votes no. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Votes no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstains. James Sagerton. James Sagerton. James Sagerton, are you there? Are you muted? Well.
Keep going and come back.
Yeah. Aki Tanaka.
No.
Votes no. Mark von Landout.
No.
Votes no. Beth von Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
No.
Votes no. Let's go back and see who we've missed.
Ron Salam.
Yes.
Ah, you're there.
I've been here for a long time.
When I called the roll, I got no response.
I missed you then, but I came on, but you all were so busy talking back and forth, I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay, so you voted yes, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me go back. Goodwin, Heather Gray, Donna Grimes, Evelia. James Sagerton. Is James Sagerton still on the call?
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry. I was away from the call for a moment. I'll vote yes.
You vote yes. Okay. And is Egberto Willis on the call?
No.
He is not. Okay.
He is not. No, he's absent.
Gotcha. Okay. Then we have, Jim Dingaman, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Abstain.
I can't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Got it. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I need to ask Mr. Tatum a question. What happens on a vote like this if there's a tie?
If you tie, it fails.
Okay, then I'll abstain.
Okay, then the motion fails.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone to the next regularly scheduled PNB meeting in September.
And
I'll second that.
I object.
Thank you. That was Ali. So that would be the,
I object.
Do we, well, hang on. Hang on. I didn't ask for any objections yet. I'm looking to see, do we have a meeting on September 1st or is the meeting really on September 8th?
First Thursday is
September
1st.
Okay. All right. Okay, so September 1st would be the next meeting. You're right.
Is there another subject that is going to be addressed on September 1st in a special meeting?
That's an update that we're going to talk about in closed session.
Okay.
So.
Just mentioning it as a time issue.
No, it won't present a timing issue. I'm sorry. So is there any discussion of the motion to postpone to September 1st? Are there any objections to the motion to postpone to September 1st?
Yeah. I object, yeah.
Okay, I hear objections. So, Marion, can we go to a roll call vote on the motion to postpone to September 1st?
Okay, we are 6A9122.
Madam Chair, may I ask a point of information?
Sure.
The motion is to move it to September 1st. If it doesn't pass, then is it just postponed indefinitely?
No. If it doesn't pass, then we really are dealing with it tonight.
Oh, okay.
So a yes vote means we would do it on September 1st. A no vote means we're doing it tonight. So, Marion, go ahead and take a roll call vote, please.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Votes yes. Jim Dingaman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
No. Heather Gray. Heather Gray.
I'm sorry, I'm passing for right now. Sorry.
Passing. Evelia Jones.
I pass right now.
Okay, pass. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez? Okay, Darlene?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Got it. Votes yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Pass.
Passes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton?
Sorry, yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam?
Yes.
Votes yes. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark Van Landeit?
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten?
Abstain.
Abstains. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Let's see. Have we missed anybody? Oh, the people who passed. Heather Gray, you passed.
I'm going to vote yes.
Votes yes. Oh, come on. Excuse me while I discuss this with my computer. Evelia Jones, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Yes.
Votes yes. I believe that's everybody. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes votes.
We have 1, 2 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay. So 12 yes votes, 2 no votes. The motion passes.
All right. So that motion is postponed to the September 1st meeting. And so now we can go on to item 6B on the agenda, which you have to do some scrolling because there's, some information posted from the bylaws. And this is a motion from, Jim Dingaman. And, Jim, would you like to read your motion?
Thank you. It sort of interrelates to Susan's motion at the end here, but anyway, whereas the current source of our revenue is 95% dependent on listener members, and that the Pacifica Foundation has suffered since 2000 a severe decline in our membership, impacting on our fiscal stability and ability to exist, and that at the present time, 3 of our 5 stations have varying levels of fiscal problems that have drastic effects on the existence of the foundation as a viable entity, be it moved that the Pacifica National Board authorizes that the general managers, program directors, and the executive director take measures immediately to begin correcting these issues at the various stations. This includes implementing changes that address problems that the current programming grids manifest in their problems to raise audience and revenue. All right, may I speak as to why I put this in?
So hang
I'll
on.
I'll second the motion.
I was going to say we need a second. Thank you, Susan Young. Yes, Jim, now you may speak.
All right, it's very brief. We all know that there is this problem with 3 of the stations. And that there seems to be various levels. I know there's a lot of energy going on, and this motion was put in before a lot of the energy was being put into play. But this is just to reinforce the oomph there, because, you know, we know that these situations have to be dealt with, and there has to be a lot of decision-making made now to correct these problems. And so this is basically to, you know, say, hey, look, you know, we want the ED, we want the there's all these ambivalent issues about the ED's ability to have an impact on this due to a lot of things we're aware of in terms of our contract. But this is to say, look, you know, this is a situation that affects the fiscal stability of the entire foundation. So we want to make sure that all the folks are working together. I was sort of surprised that the first time we ever had a meeting where all the general managers and PDs and executive director at one place was when we had a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee a couple of weeks ago. That sort of took me by surprise. So I just feel that we just have to pass this resolution just to say, look, we got to do stuff right now and emphasize that, the immediacy of pushing through this mess. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Susan Young, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Jim. We are doing the best that we can to put ourselves back on a break-even basis at KPFT. Tough decisions are going to have to be made about the grid. And we have people coming forward with lots of great ideas from the PNB Programming Committee last year that are great if you have resources. But we are in the point of saving the station. And we have got to have the programming the best that we can that we know has proven audiences who will pay. So I think that Jim's motion helps support the very things we're doing.
Thanks, Susan. I see Vanessa. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Sorry, it wouldn't unmute. So I support the spirit of the motion, but in terms of the letter of the motion, it just sounds so broad. And it just seems like it's just subject to who knows what kinds of decisions being made in an effort to fix things. It's just very broad. I'm really concerned about how broad it sounds to me and what decisions might be made under that umbrella. It concerns me. I get the intent. I think I get the intent, and I like the spirit, but what would the implementation look like?
Jim, would you like to respond?
Well, yeah, I hear you, Vanessa. You know, we have the ability here to monitor this as it's being implemented. You know, the problem is, look, you know, we've got, I'll go back to the data we've been getting. At the station in Texas, there were several fundraisers in a row that raised, 20% of their goal. Then in the fundraisers in Los Angeles, they had a similar problem in terms of raising their goals. And, as I always say, you know, we're dealing with the consequences of 20 years of the national board not being able to effectively handle these problems for all sorts of reasons. And now we have no choice but to fight through it. So yeah, I guess I am saying there's a broad stroke here, but we can always, you know, come in and intervene and moderate that if we have to, and I'm sure we will. But, you know, it's a tough situation, and I appreciate your comments, Vanessa. I just, you know, I just sometimes at a loss to figure out the best way to proceed. But I think we just have to crack the whip and get into motion here and, you know, try to really push through this. And, yes, make sure we're trying to keep things in an even keel. I agree 100%. Thanks.
Lawrence is next. Then Jim Dingman.
Sure.
And thank you, Sharon. I have you on the list now. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. I share Vanessa's sentiment. I do support something like this in spirit and in principle. I just think one size does not fit all. And in regards to some of the ideas that are happening at KPFT, I know at KPFT there's been a lot of major changes to so-called underrepresented voices from the community that they were taken off the air and put into a HD channel. And from what I understand, part of the plan in Houston at T is to pipe in AAA music or have mostly Western and folk music and stuff like that, or music in general. Am I reading that right, folks from T? In a sense, this really concerns me because it is a broad brush that's being painted, and I don't like the idea of having to crack the whip without taking a look at all the grids. Thank you.
Thanks, Lawrence. Sharon, then Jim Sagerton.
Well, I think a lot of the stations where the managers are there, they're trying to do the best they can with the little that they have. And to come up with this plan without really giving them any concrete input or concrete suggestions or whatever, just crack the whip. Many of them are cracking the whip already. So you don't have anything solid to work with.
Jim Sagerton, then Jim Dingman.
Yeah, I won't be cracking any whips, but I think that this motion is so broad and big that it really stands mostly as a statement, as most people have said, of sentiment and of, it's a motivational kind of a statement. I think if difficulties develop, we'll be dealing with them as we go along. Because I don't think this motion calls for, I may not have been paying close enough attention, but I don't think it calls for anything, almost anything specific.
Jim Dingman, then Vanessa.
Well, we have to get real here. All the grids, I'm given the successful stations, are not showing growth and, in fact, have shown diminution of audience. Now, the one thing I did do in this study I did for Stephanie is I was surprised that the Nielsen's actually showed growth in all the stations. Yet, and the number I came up with was the audience could be about 420,000, but when you actually analyze it, the amount of people actually listening to the stations in five grids is probably closer to 200,000 to 250,000. Now that's down from 750,000 or close to 1 million in 1999-2000. Now if that's acceptable to people, great. But we're way past any type of having any tolerance for this allowing to be continued. Because frankly, 80% of our money when we are normally getting it from diverse sources comes from listener members. Now 95% of our money is coming from listener members. And I think it's irresponsible for us to ignore the fact that we're not trying to pay attention to straightening out the lack of reception, which is demonstrated in people not using their credit cards and checkbooks to support the stations for the past 20 years. Why are we in this financial crisis? Do people ever ask themselves that? I would argue, and I have many times, that it's due to the fact that we've not paid attention to the programming grids, and for all sorts of reasons. And I consider clicks of producers, et cetera, each station. I know what goes on. I've been around this situation for a long time. I know what happens. We have to push through this and get to a point where at least we financially stabilize ourselves. And, you know, how else do we do this except altering the programming grids and having an immediate effect on the marathons and listenership?
That's time on this item.
Oh, so Darlene's pointing out that we're at time on this item, so
I'd like to make a motion to extend, Chair.
For how long, Lawrence? Go ahead.
To exhaust the stack.
Okay, and so the stack includes Vanessa, Beth von Gutten, and Ali Lexa.
You forgot Sharon. You forgot Sister Sharon. She was supposed to go after Jim.
She went already.
Yeah, I know. I wanted.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Are you putting yourself back on the stack again, Sharon?
Yeah.
Okay. So then that's four people on the stack. So, you know, approximately 8 minutes if to exhaust the stack, give or take. And I see Jim Sagerton's hand too now as well. So maybe it's more like 10. So, Lawrence made a motion and I'm just babbling so that people understand what it is. Is there a second for Lawrence's motion to extend? Thank you, Vanessa. Are there any objections to the motion to extend to exhaust the stack? Hearing none. Let's keep going. So Vanessa, then Beth. Vanessa.
So, okay. So Jim, I hear you, and something does have to be done, absolutely positively, but I would like for it to be done, and please forgive me if I use any words that would appear to be disparaging. Please forgive me. It's definitely not my intent. I respect you, so not trying to say anything negative. So let me just spit it out, and hopefully it won't come across in a negative way. Just like it to be done in a more thoughtful way. For maybe, I don't know if it's a substitute motion or an amendment, what would be in order, but something to the effect of focusing it on, quote unquote, poor performing programs, and for each station to submit a plan by a date certain, something to that effect, but not leaving it open to the willy-nilly discretion of these people. I'm afraid somebody would come in at PFW and mess things up. I think the program director does a fine job. She monitors it. She makes changes. I don't want somebody to misunderstand that motion and say, oh, we need to do da-da-da-da and come in and start making changes. So just in a more streamlined, like I said before, my work, thoughtful, not as though you're not trying to be thoughtful, but just in a different way. Same outcome, but focused on a particular area, which is the programming, which is the quote-unquote poor performing programs, whatever that means. That needs to be defined.
Vanessa, your time is up.
and then each station can come up with a plan by a date certain. So I, whatever's appropriate, substitute motion, amendment, whatever's appropriate, I'm moving that. Hopefully it was clear enough to get a second, but maybe not.
I'm not sure I completely pulled out what the substitute motion or the amendment was, Vanessa.
Okay, for whatever action is taken at the station, each station, to be focused on poor performing programs, and for each station to submit a plan by a date certain in terms of how they will remedy this.
Yeah, I second Lawrence.
All right, I opposed.
Hang on one second. I'm getting down the what the amendment was.
Okay, what I got was
that sounds like a substitute.
Whatever action is taken, be focused on poor performance programming with each station to submit a plan by a date certain to remedy that situation.
Yep.
That's the substance of it. Not my best word, but yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so Vanessa made that substitute motion, and did you catch who seconded it, Marion?
Sorry.
I heard Lauren seconded.
Okay, got it. Okay. So now we have to talk about the substitute motion.
Madam Chair.
Yes, please, Mr. Tatum.
That is not a substitute. What that is an amendment to the motion by adding something to the tail end of the motion.
Okay. Actually, that makes sense to me too, because
Chair, point of order, Vanessa.
Yeah, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so to me, I would not be adding, because I'm trying to substitute, replace the language that I find concerning, which is for station management to do like whatever. That's how it came across to me. And to refine their actions to something very specific for performing programs, submit a plan to remedy.
So
for me, that's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, thank you, Vanessa, for that point. But to me, as I read it, I mean, I tend to agree that the resolving clause in Jim's motion was not terribly specific, but I think when you add your stuff to the end, it makes it a lot more kind of specific, because resolving clauses say the PMB authorizes GMs, PDs, and the ED to take measures immediately to begin correcting these issues at the various stations. This includes implementing changes that address problems that the current program grids manifest in their problems to raise audience and revenue. And now you're saying, okay, I'm going to have it focus in even more and say, you know, that it's about the poor performing programs and that the plans submit, the stations submit plans by a date certain.
As long as it's clear that station management is not going to go crazy, making all kinds of crazy, you know, changes. And, you know, I'm trying to get rid of the language that concerns me, but if it seems to be an amendment, that's fine. I'm just trying to clarify and make sure people, because, you know, people get into reading this stuff at the stations and it gets to be confusing and they start taking actions and then people are like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, the PMB told us to do this. So just trying to prevent confusion.
Exactly. And we don't need to like swing the pendulum and make it swing even harder and further. Yes, Jim Dingman.
All right. I hear you, Vanessa. The problem I have with that, and I see that, but I see it as limiting. You know, these issues have been going on now and festering for 2 decades. And they now have exploded in our face. And I don't want to be in a situation where we're sort of, you know, trying to manage this problem as we're closing the door on stations in the next 6 months. Yes, obviously, what's going on at PFW seems to be working. So my motion is really, as I say, three of our five stations. I'm not talking about BFW. I'm not necessarily talking about KPFA. I'm talking about the fact that we have this unfortunate collapse of three stations simultaneously, less so in New York, but certainly it's not perfect. And so how do we handle this? We've had these measures passed by the board consistently for years to evaluate programming. And frankly, what's the result? Not much. So I question whether, and again, I'm not disparaging, you know, I love you. I have great respect for you. So, you know, don't, you know, we're talking here, but, I just am impatient over the fact that we have these problems and at least from my perspective, it's due to the issues. Thank you.
So this is the problem that I have is that we had a stack and, which we were going to exhaust and now we have a substitute motion. And so technically we need to talk about the substitute motion and I see the stack, but I don't know who's on the stack to talk about the substitute motion versus who's still on the stack, from before. So, I'm just going to call on people who have their hands raised. So it's Beth Von Gutten, then Ali. Go ahead, Beth. And you let me know whether you're talking about the substitute motion or not.
Thank you. I think that I was about to express some of the same concerns that have been raised already, and I'm not sure that the substitute motion is sufficient to resolve those. I mean, to me, it sounds like we're just insisting and demanding that staff recognize the urgency of the situation and do better now without really saying how and assuming that they're not already doing that. I mean, what I know KPFK's lived in this state of kind of standing crisis for months and months and months and months. And just to simply add urgency to that, I it's not clear to me what would be different, what it would change from what we're actually trying to do now. And, you know, not that we don't need to change. It's just I don't feel that this motion makes clear how to do that. Thank you.
Thanks. Ali, Lexa, then Lawrence. Ali?
Yeah, this applies to the original motion and the amendment. You know, for weeks and years, we hear so many people on this board and other boards and listeners saying, it's the programming. We have to improve our programming. Even people always say this quote, it's the programming, stupid. And then whenever something comes up that even begins to start evaluating or trying to work to improve programming, it either gets shot down or might just amended away to being completely ineffective. As far as any fear of station managers suddenly taking this motion and making big drastic changes because it's a PNB motion, I can't think of any time that any station has done, taken a PNB motion and run with it. I might be wrong, but in this case, especially in the case of KPFK and KPFA where KPFA has a situation with their GM and KPFK doesn't really have enough PD or permanent general manager in effect, you're not going to see a lot of drastic changes happen quickly. So I fully support Jim's motion. I don't know if the amendment's necessary, but either way, I hope that the original motion, either as written or amended, passes. Thank you.
Thanks, Ali. Lawrence, then Vanessa.
Thank you, Chair. From what I understand, the GMs and the PDs already have authority to make programming changes. My concern is that this motion does not address the sort of matrix or the kind of measurements that should be taken into account. And I agree with Ali. I've never experienced any PD or GM jumping on a national idea. And that's maybe to our detriment, if you will. But in regards to measurements and the matrix, and then What do you classify as poor performing programs as well? So I think it's just too broad of a brush, and I would support the motion with the Vanessa's amendment.
Thanks. Jim Dingman, then Jim Sigerton.
Well, we have, let's look at your station, and I can talk about New York. I can talk about a lot of stations now. There are whole bunches of shows that, according to the Nielsen ratings, have little to nobody listen to them at various stations. And we can look at that. Okay, that's one objective measurement. Another objective measurement is how much support they get during a fundraiser. That's another objective measurement. Then the other objective measurement is how many people listen to them on the stream. We have ways to calculate the actual audience from that. Now, then you get into the question of the subjectivity of the issue. What's to be changed or not to be changed? I personally feel that shows that, for example, on the incarcerated, they should stay, even though I know that they do not get much listenership or support. Or Native American shows. I tend to always, they again, do not get much listenership or support. But I make this exception, and I've seen that discussed in program councils where I was an elected member. But we are too far gone in this situation. And, of course, I don't expect these general managers to say, oh, my God, the PNB has allowed us to throw everything out the air. I don't, of course, that's not going to happen. But we have to have measures where common sense approaches can now be implemented. We already know that there's lots of shows that have no audience and little to no money coming in as a result of them. Now, how do we regard them? Are they to be kept on the air indefinitely until the producer dies on the mic? That's the general philosophy that goes on. That's, we're way past that. We have to start dealing with this now. And it's the PNB, it's the PNB's fault, frankly, going back historically in the new way it was conceived, that they assumed always the programming was great and perfect. They never did anything about it. Now we're left with picking up the consequences of those decisions over 20 years. And so that's what I'm concerned about. We cannot be messing around with this. We're in a worse situation than we were before. And, you know, I trust the judgment of people here to contain any kind of crazy excesses like the one we experienced in Los Angeles recently. But at the same time, we've got to do something different. We got to really edit, and we got to do it decisively, and we got to do it now.
We've put another 10 minutes now on this chair.
Well, we need to if time's up, Darlene. So,
motion to extend to exhaust the stack.
Okay, so the stack includes Jim Sigerton, Sharon, Vanessa, and myself. Go ahead, Jim. Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't pass the motion yet. That was just a statement about what's the stack. Is there a second to Susan's motion to exhaust the stack?
Yes. James.
Thank you. Any objections to the motion to exhaust the stack? Hearing none. We'll exhaust the stack. And as I said, that's James, Sharon, Vanessa, and me. Go ahead, James. Sigerton.
Thank you, Chair. Again, I'm going to reiterate that this motion is mostly motivational. We're going to reform this process as we go along. It's not the PNB that's going to carry this process out. It's going to be the PDs and the GMs and the other staff. All of the specifics that Jim mentioned in his talk about the metrics and, you know, the ways that we can measure the programs, that's all true, but none of that is in the motion. So this is going to be an evolving thing. This is a motivational, a general motivational motion. It's, you might even say it's in response to the recent staff letter, but what the staff is really saying to us, I think, and what the GMs and the PDs are saying to us is help us raise money. So I'm going to vote for this. And you know, again, I'm just going to view it as motivational, and we will refine this as we go along. I don't think we need to get into, you know, extended conversation or, you know, reassure each other that, you know, we still trust and love each other. Of course we do, but that's not where this, it's not what this is going to cause to be a problem. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks. Sharon, then Vanessa. Sharon?
Well, I think the motion needs some meat to it because it's saying that you want them to do certain things, but you're not saying how. You're not offering any kind of help to have it done. You're not offering any kind of suggestions. It's like, if you don't do it, then what? So maybe his conclusion might be correct, that the doors might be closed at the end of the day. Maybe not. But if we're in it to save the station, you have to come and give people something concrete. Don't you think that they have been trying to fix the programming all along? They know what's happening with the programming on all of these stations, and they're moving it to try to fix it. So to help them, you've got to have some concrete ideas and not just pie in the sky talk.
Thanks, Vanessa, then myself.
Okay, so I agree with the people who said that the motion needs meat. Having made the motion, I agree with that. However, I think the meat is what Dingman had said in terms of the data, the statistics he provided. When, you know, I referenced poor performing was a shortcut way, maybe not a fair way, but a shortcut way of saying everything that Dingman said. It's all the data that he referenced. That's how poor performing would be measured. So there should be something ideally that talks about what poor performing is. And then, so you've got the criteria, and then the thing that would be happening is that the stations would be giving a plan within a very defined, very specific period of time in terms of how they plan to remedy this. That way we're dealing with the programming, we're dealing with the poor performing programming, we're looking at criteria, and the next step would be, give us a plan. Don't just go all wild and do whatever. And sometimes when people do things, it's hard to undo. I know there's all this, you know, sort of doubt that anybody's going to take the PMB seriously and actually do something. I'm concerned that somebody's going to take it too literally and just start doing stuff. So I again support the motion, would like to see either now or at some point more meat in terms of the type of criteria that Dingman mentioned.
Thanks, Vanessa. So I put myself on the stack because I think one of the things I was going to say back when it was just the original motion only before it was amended was it was not clear to me whether there would be any difference between the world with the motion passed and the world without the motion passed, because it wasn't terribly specific. So agreeing with a bunch of other people. As to Vanessa's amendment, I think it does make it a little bit more clear what we're asking for, and specific is better in terms of if you want people to react in particular ways. But I also just want to recognize two things, which is, you know, partly because Stephanie's not here this evening to weigh in on the conversation. I think she would, you know, reiterate the point that the staff wrote the letter that we heard about last week about wanting their input to be heard in terms of coming up with the plan for, you know, how we put Pacifica back on the map again, right? And, you know, and so this sort of unfortunately feels a little bit like us telling stations what to do as if we are more expert at, you know, figuring out what's working programming wise and what's not than the station management is. And I'm just saying I'm in a quandary, and I saw some other hands up, and unfortunately the way the motion, that we passed a moment ago to, or a few minutes ago to extend, was to exhaust the stack, which I had read out at that time. And since I was the last person on the stack, we've now exhausted the stack. And so we have to go to a vote on Vanessa's amendment first. And so it's to add, you know, the specific bit about poor performing program and having stations submit a report by or a plan by a certain date, which we did not specify. So, and I presume that means that because it would be worked out between Stephanie and the GMPD teams. So, are there any objections to Vanessa's amendment to Jim's original motion?
Yeah, I object.
Okay. Since there's an objection, Marion, can we go to a roll call vote, please?
Yes. and this is on Vanessa's amendment to item 6B.
Correct.
Okay. Teresa Allen. Teresa?
I'm going to say pass.
Pass. Okay. Jim Dingman.
No.
Votes no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yeah.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
I'm passing.
Pass. Evelia Jones.
Pass.
Pass. Ali Lexa.
No.
Votes no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Votes no. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Votes no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstains. James Sagerton. James Sagerton?
I'm going to pass for now.
Passes. Okay, Sharon Salam.
Pass.
Passes. I think that's what I heard. Aki Tanaka.
No.
Votes no. Mark van Landout.
No.
Votes no. Beth van Gunten. Beth?
Abstain.
Abstains. Susan Young.
No.
Votes no. Okay, let's see. Teresa, you passed.
Alan says no.
He votes no. Let's see. Heather Gray, you passed.
No.
Votes no. Evelia Jones, you passed.
No.
Votes no. Sharon Salam, you passed.
Yes.
Votes yes. Whoops. James Sagerton, did you pass?
I did. I'll vote yes.
Votes yes. Okay. I think we have everybody. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no votes. The amendment fails. So
now we're on to the main motion. And we already had a fair bit of discussion, so I'll see if there are any objections to Jim's original motion.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I don't object. I wish to abstain.
Okay, fair enough.
I too. This is Beth. I'd like to abstain.
And Vanessa as well.
Okay, do we need to go to a roll call vote just because we have enough people who want to abstain? Or should we just note?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, let me set that one up. 6B. Oh, come on. There. I'll fix it later. Okay. So on Jim Dingaman's original motion, Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Votes yes. Jim Dingaman.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dick Briggs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Abstain.
Abstains. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam?
No.
Did I hear no?
Yes.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark van Landert?
Enthusiastic yes.
Votes yes. Beth van Gunten?
Abstain.
Abstains. Susan Young?
My cat and I vote yes. Meow.
I think we have everybody. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And we have zero no. No, I take it back. We have one no. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay. So the underlying motion passes 11 yes and one no.
Okay. Moving on to the next item from unfinished business. This is a motion from the Elections Committee. And does someone from the Elections Committee want to read the motion? Are you ready, Teresa?
I'm sorry. I've been looking for it in the minutes.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Tatum, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say that Heather Gray's hand is up.
It was, yes.
Oh.
No, that's all right, Julie. I just wanted to say that as far as this motion but from Jim Dingman, I would hope that the station managers throughout Pacifica actually would meet together and dialogue about this. That's just one of my wishes. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah.
Question from the timekeeper chair.
Yes, go ahead.
It is the hour plus 42, and I thought there was a time certain of the hour plus 30.
Yeah. That's true. We voted to extend discussion on the previous motion, I think, more than once, and so we have now and we spent some time voting on whether or how to postpone that first motion that was listed under unfinished business. And so we're at the item of the third motion. And so the question is, because it is time certain or past time certain, do we take up these motions from the election committee, or do we postpone them to the next open session meeting?
I make a motion to postpone them to the next open session meeting.
And the next
I'll second open, that.
Thank you. And just for clarity for everyone's benefit, the next open session meeting would in fact be on August 11th. So we're only postponing this by 1 week. Susan made a motion and it was seconded. Is there any discussion of this motion?
Julie, excuse me.
Yes.
Seconded?
Oh, it was Teresa Allen.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not hearing any other discussion of this motion. Are there any objections to the motion to postpone these three motions to the next meeting, which is August 11th? Hearing no objections, these are postponed to August 11th. And that brings us, oops, I have to scroll back up just to see where we were on the agenda. That that, at least for this evening, finishes the unfinished business. I do not believe that there were any items under new business. And so then that brings us to item 8 on the open session agenda, which is adjourning to closed session. Can I get a motion to adjourn to closed session?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Jim Sagerton. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we will adjourn to closed session. Let's give ourselves a 5-minute break for good behavior because we, you know, it's not past midnight or 11 or what have you. So, and hopefully tonight's closed session will be not terribly long. Paulina, can you, oh, wait a minute. Let me just say this. Hearing no objections, the open session adjourns at 10:46 p.m. Eastern Time.